Get road trip ready with a service checkup at your local Chevy dealer. They can save you time and money and get the job done right the first time, worry-free. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for current service specials or to schedule a test drive.
All right, let's talk to Peter Greenberg, CBS travel editor now. He's joins us frequently. And Peter, some things came up here because the internet sleuths, I don't know if you noticed, were watching every move of Ted Cruz and catching him on a couple of lies there. I mean, he stepped into it for sure. But among them are these the travel questions. And I think they're relevant for you because so many people are wondering, can we move around? Ted Cruz was able to escape to Cancun and come back in a day. Can I go back and forth to Cancun like that? Can you?
No, you can't. And the reason for that is the new rule that went into effect at the end of January that says you cannot come back to the United States, especially Americans, without showing proof of a negative COVID-19 test taken within 72 hours of your departing flight. So unless he had a negative COVID test before he left Texas, he was able to sneak back on without doing it.
Weird. Yeah, United has been forced to post their policy, and they're saying there is a order requiring all but passengers arriving to the U.S. from a foreign country get that test, and you have to have the documentation with you. You just went to Mexico. How did it work for you?
Well, believe it or not, I wasn't required to do it only because I came back, coincidentally, 2 days before the new rule came into effect. But I'm talking to you, you know, when I talk to anybody about going anywhere overseas now, that rule kicks in. That rule kicked in after January 26th. So that applies to me. It applies to the senator. It applies to you.
Okay. I have another question for you, Peter. You're a skilled traveler. When you are going for an overnight visit, do you take two overstuffed suitcases with you? Is that something you do? Because
No.
That's what Ted did, apparently.
unless he was giving Christmas presents early to all his friends in Mexico, I would probably say no. I'm a big fan of FedExing my bags if I'm traveling within the United States. And if I'm going for an overnight, I don't know how many changes of clothes he needs.
Yeah, right. I mean, clothing is a little more limited in Cancun than Chicago. But still, two bags that didn't seem to fit with the story, which was another part of the tip-off there. When you say you FedEx your bags, I've heard about that before, so that you don't even have to deal with them when you travel. Is that an expensive thing to do?
It's a lot less expensive than you think, as long as you know how to do it. I don't do it overseas. That's very expensive, and you run the risk of overzealous customs people holding your bags in customs for no other reason than they're trying to validate their job. But within the continental United States, I FedEx all the time. By the way, you can do it on UPS. There are 17 other services that you can use. But with me, I send it 3 days in advance discount because I already know where I'm going. And I save 2.5 hours of my life in each direction because I'm not schlepping anything to the airport. I'm not having to take it to a separate TSA check-in. And when I land, I'm not waiting for 40 or 50 minutes next to show up and then get stuck in traffic. So it works for me. And of course, and when I get to where I'm going, my bag is already there.
Yeah, that's the thing. And you've had good luck with that, right? It's there. The hotels, I hear you are.
The only time that FedEx has ever lost my bags, it's happened twice. It's when they had a freak snowstorm in Memphis, because if you want to send a bag from, you know, from Chicago to Springfield on FedEx, it probably goes through Memphis.
Hmm. That's interesting. How are things opening up now? You've been keeping us updated through all that. I know we still have restrictions from Chicago about even traveling state to state, but it seems as if there have been some rules lifted. What are you noticing?
Well, it's not about lifting the rules. It's about enforcing the rules. A number of states, New York for one, has a quarantine rule in effect, but it's very difficult to enforce. It's almost the honor system, and not everybody follows it. The only thing that's really working now is that rule coming into the United States on the negative COVID test. As you may know, there was discussion in the Biden administration about doing that for domestic U.S. flights as well. The airlines lobbied heavily against it, not because it was a bad idea, but because it was hard to enforce. It was hard to manage. And, of course, the age-old question, who's going to pay for it? So for the moment, there's no domestic rule, or at least federal rule, requiring a negative COVID-19 test if you're flying within the United States.
Okay. And then in terms of future travel, booking that, what do you recommend if people think, you know what, I might be ready for a trip at some point soon? Got any tips for us there, Peter?
Yeah. Well, guess what? Everybody's ready for a trip. The pent-up demand is huge. The question is, do you want to roll the dice where some places may not be open now. And my suggestion is, as long as you're flying on a U.S. carrier overseas, go ahead and roll the dice and make that reservation, because they've already waived and gotten rid of those draconian ticket change fees. So book your reservation. Make sure you have a good conversation with the hotel or resort where you're going, so there's a very well-delineated refund policy if you have to cancel your trip. But at least you know that if you have to cancel a trip on the airline side, you're not going to lose your money.
Okay, that's good to know. Anything else we should know as we're planning vacations for the future here, looking out? I mean, you said if you want to book for like Christmas time, I want to ask you about that too, because some people say, well, I'm going to go out and book my Christmas trips now because it's cheaper. Is that true?
Well, it may be a little cheaper now, but most of the airline and hotel computer systems haven't adjusted their algorithms to give you any discounts that far away. But for the next 4 to 5 months, it is a buyer's market, and you should. But I want to give everybody this caution. As the vaccine gets more widespread in terms of its distribution and actually the people actually getting it, getting a vaccine does not mean that you're suddenly liberated. It means you've been vaccinated. You still have to wear your mask. I wear a double mask when I fly, and it means you still have to play by the rules when you get there in terms of social distancing and responsible behavior. If you don't do that, don't sit next to me on the plane.
You know, speaking of being on the plane and sitting next to you on the plane and being safe, this came up with our medical expert earlier, but I think you would probably know the answer to this. The filtration systems on the planes, what do you know about that? Can you make us feel comfortable that that's a safe way to go? Are there some better than others? What would you tell us about that?
Well, current generation airplanes do a great job of that. I wouldn't be on the plane if I wasn't comfortable with that, even though I do wear a double mask. The high efficiency filtration systems do a remarkably good job of filtering out 99.2% of all the bacteria and the particulates, and they do it every 3 minutes. That means new air comes into the plane at about minus 60 degrees from the outside. It's heated by the engines, brought in, and then purged out every 3 minutes. You don't have that kind of circulation at home or in school or in an office building, but you do have it on the plane. I'm happy with it.
Yeah, I'm happy with it, too. I feel as if I've been told, though, that some airlines are better than others. Would you say that's true? Do you need to check an airline to see if they're up to the certain standards, or is it universal?
I would have to tell you that on the U.S. airlines that I've flown, I have no issue with it at all. Keep in mind that the pilots and the flight attendants want that circulation system to work just as much as you do. I do not have an issue with it.
Okay, that's good to know, Peter. Thank you for the time today and clearing up Ted Cruz is absolutely wrong in every single way, everything he did. I mean, the guy's trying to get away like everybody else is, but I mean, it just the optics weren't good. We can agree with that. Thank you, Peter.
You got it.
Thanks for the time. He's CBS travel editor there.